from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Early today, Spanish police shot and killed four suspected terrorists in a resort city south of Barcelona, where a terrorist drove a van into pedestrians, killing 13 and injuring 100. This man and his family witnessed the van attack.
We are really in shock because it's the first time that happened in the heart of the commercial area of Barcelona. You know that Barcelona in August, it's millions of tourists that come to visit this beautiful city, and what happened now is going to change all the meaning of security here in this city, I believe.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says the van attack was jihadist terrorism. Thursday's bloodshed was Spain's deadliest attack since 2004, when al-Qaeda-inspired bombers killed 192 people in coordinated assaults on Madrid's commuter trains, Islamic State claiming responsibility for the Barcelona attack. The top U.S. general, Joe Dunford, says the Trump administration is very close to a long-term policy commitment to Afghanistan that will address a call by Afghanistan ground commander General John Nicholson for more international troops to end the stalemate between Afghan forces and the Taliban. Comments came after a U.S. soldier was killed and other American and Afghan troops injured during a military operation against Islamic State militants in eastern Nangarhar province. Popular Somali football referee Osman Jama Dira was shot to death near his home in Mogadishu. Killers fled the scene before the security forces arrived. The motive for Dira's murder is unclear. So far, no one's claiming responsibility. This is VOA News.